Washington, D.C. It got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media.
You are fake news.
A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
We've come to the right place. It's live and local now for it's actually the Tuesday before New Year's Day, New Year's Eve. A lot to celebrate. We'll be talking about it as we go along. Nationally, the Dow is going through the roof, although there's been some profit taken the last couple of days on these last trading days before New Year's Day. But I tell you what, an incredible year it has been economically for our country. Joining us, Mark Lauder, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect campaign. And Mark, really, if you look back on it, 2019 rather, has been an amazing year for our country. And a great economy to be running for re-election on.
Yeah, it's really remarkable, Kevin. You know, it wasn't that long ago that they were talking about recessions and doom and gloom. They were doing anything they could to try to downplay the success of President Trump, and they get these so-called experts get proven wrong over and over again. We've hit so many record stock markets, which it's not just about Wall Street. I mean, that's about Main Street. If you're saving for retirement, saving for your child's education and college education, these are great signs for the American people. Unemployment, paychecks going up. It's really a remarkable thing. And I can tell you, as we head into tomorrow and a new decade, the roaring 20s are back in the United States again.
Mark, let me ask you, this president has stayed the course. You remarked about how 6 months ago there were people on the other side, a lot of the 2020 presidential wannabes predicting doom and gloom and recession. This president, though, correct me if I'm wrong, has just not wavered with regulations, with tax cuts, all the things that he's done. Can you talk a little bit about and you know the man? Can you talk a little bit about how this president has stayed the course and has been unwavering in his approach to the economy?
Yeah, well, I think it comes from his business background. I mean, he knows that having dealt with it for so long that government regulation is oftentimes what's holding back so many companies, so many investments. And when you had so many companies that were parking trillions of dollars overseas because the tax structure in the United States was so bad, the great thing about his tax cuts is that we've gotten trillions of dollars back into this country. They're investing it in new facilities, new equipment, new employees. And because we, for the first time in American history, have more jobs available than we do unemployed people, that means the American worker's winning, because any employer is either going to have to pay you more to get you to jump ship or to have to pay you more to keep you where you are. And that's how the American worker wins in this economy, and why we're seeing, it was just out in the Wall Street Journal yesterday, that low-wage workers are gaining faster than middle and upper-income workers, because companies are forced to compete now for your workability.
Mark, explain to me how the president has done this in the wake of 3 years of investigation, of lies, of half-truths. How has the president done this? How has he been able to get his message across in the face of every morning waking up to another breaking news on CNN, breaking news, a blockbuster? How has he been able to do this?
Well, I think one of the undertold, at least for now, things is, you know, people often talk about the president's social media platform, but he now is the first president in American history to be able to bypass the American mainstream media and take his message directly to the people. And to put a point on that, you know, when you look at the president's entire social media platform, it is as large as a Super Bowl-sized audience. And so as we gear up here for football playoffs, remember that that's the most watched show in television every year. And every time he takes to Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, he reaches the same number of people that watch that Super Bowl every single year. And so he can bypass that bias. He can make sure the truth is getting out there. And I think that's one of the most powerful tools that he has at his disposal.
Well, and it's a validation, I think, of the American public. We're not a bunch of morons out there. We are free-thinking Americans. And maybe it says something about the American people that they're smarter than some of these so-called experts.
Oh, I think that's absolutely right. And we've seen this a couple of times in our history when the American people stood up and said no to the liberal elites and to on either party who thought that they were the ones that were controlling things, when it was actually the people. The power of our government doesn't come from the government. It comes from the people. And every so often we exercise that and remind government who they work for. That's what this president is doing. That's why he's been able to connect. And I'll tell you, every time I go out and I travel the country all the time now, speaking for the campaign and on behalf of the president, people come up to me, tell me that they were Democrats, their parents were Democrats, they'd voted Democrat in the past, and that they're supporting this president because A, they like the results he's getting, and B, they don't even recognize the Democrat Party anymore because they have gone so far to the radical extreme.
Can you talk a little bit about the advances that this president has made among people of color? I don't know if you have the numbers in front of you or if you have it off the top of your head, but I'm curious because it appears that there is something going on, something bubbling up under the surface of our electorate, and in particular with people of color, and this president. Can you talk a little bit about the advances the president has made with Hispanics, with African Americans, and other people of color?
No, it's really remarkable, and you know, you've seen some of the public polling data that shows the president pulling, you know, anywhere from 30 to 35% support among Black Americans, and his support among Hispanic and Latino Americans is also very high for a Republican president. But then when you actually dig deeper into that, and I'm seeing it happen just as people are coming up and talking to me, folks of color are coming up and saying, you know, this president actually came into our community and said, what do you have to lose? And he pointed out that despite the fact that we have elected Democrats and supported Democrats for, you know, for decades upon decades, we haven't gotten the benefits out of that. They've counted on our vote, expected our vote, but they haven't delivered any results. This president is actually delivering results, whether it's the lowest unemployment rate for Black Americans in history or Hispanic and Latino Americans, rising paychecks, new opportunities for small businesses, new opportunities and investment in historically Black colleges and universities, all of these things that matter so much to so many people. This is the president who's delivering on it. And so they've told me, look, I can't put on a red hat, but I can pull that ballot box and check the box for President Trump. And that's what they plan to do.
I think that's amazing. Mark Lauder joining us, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. Tomorrow, a brand new year. Does that mean a brand new strategy, or is it just do more of the same? I know there's a big public appearance coming up next month in Wisconsin at the Wisconsin-Milwaukee Panther Arena. That's coming up, a Keep America Great rally on January 14th. What is the strategy going forward? Do the same thing he's been doing?
Well, I think to a certain extent, you'll still see the president out there doing the mega rallies. I mean, obviously, we haven't had a president in history that during his reelection could actually fill a basketball arena and put tens of thousands of people still waiting outside watching on Jumbotron. The amount of energy is remarkable, but he's also going to continue doing the job he was elected to do. So you saw the White House announce they're going to be signing the Phase One China trade deal here in the middle of the month in the White House. They're going to start negotiations with the United Kingdom for a legendary and landmark free trade agreement with the UK once they complete Brexit. These are all great things that are benefiting American workers, American companies. So during the day, you're going to see all that continue. And, you know, a few times a week and at night, you're going to see him out there on the stump talking to those overflow capacity crowds. You'll see the vice president out there. You'll see people, you know, from our campaign, myself included. We're going to be traveling the country, visiting states, not just the ones the president won, but the ones the president is going to win, such as Nevada, New Hampshire, Minnesota, New Mexico, and many, many more.
This is all coming in the face of impeachment. Congress will be returning in a week or so, and we'll begin to take that up. I want you to hear Cut 9. This is Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard, another presidential wannabe, admitting in a Twitter message that impeachment will reelect President Trump. Here it is.
In 2020, we will have a new president in the White House. But the real question is, how many of you do not want that to be Donald Trump? I definitely don't. But unfortunately, the House impeachment of the president has greatly increased the likelihood that Donald Trump will remain the president for the next 5 years. Now, first, we all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat. Furthermore, the House impeachment has increased the likelihood that Republicans will take over the House of Representatives. So I'm really concerned that because of this House impeachment, we will end up not only with Donald Trump as president from 2020 to 2024, we'll actually end up with a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican-controlled House. This is going to be a disaster for our country. Now, I know that we can beat Trump in 2020, but our sights must be set on a much larger goal than just defeating Trump. We need to stand together, work side by side, to usher in a bright future of peace, genuine equality, and human dignity.
Is Tulsi Gabbard right? Is impeachment playing into the hands of the president?
Absolutely she is. In fact, there was some polling yesterday I saw from Gallup that said since Nancy Pelosi announced this witch hunt inquiry, support for impeachment has fallen by 6%, and the president's approval rating has increased by that 6%. And then also, when you look at some of the internal polling that we do on the campaign, in 30 House districts where they elected President Trump in 2016 but elected a Democrat in 2018, there has been an 11-point shift and an 11-point advantage now of voters in those districts who are saying they want a Republican member of Congress, not their current Democrat. Nancy Pelosi has misplayed this. She was right back in May when she said you had to have it be bipartisan and overwhelming to do an impeachment. But she succumbed to the radical squad leadership of her party, and now they're going off the cliff like Thelma and Louise because the American people see that this is just a sham. And so it is going to usher in, I believe, not only in a bigger majority in the Senate, a return to the House majority, and of course President Trump being reelected in probably an even bigger margin than he was in 2016.
Do you smell a wave election?
Yeah, I always try to avoid those kinds of terms, especially this far out. You know, anything and everything can change in politics in the next 11 months. But things are definitely on the right track for us, but we've got to work hard. And that requires folks who are listening to this radio show to know how important you are in that you got to get out and talk to friends and neighbors and people at work and people at church. And even those folks who traditionally vote Democrat, a lot of them are crossing over. They're walking away. And we need to have open arms for them to listen, talk to them about the benefits that are taking place in our country because of the president's leadership, and then make sure they get to the polls and vote for Republicans in 2020. It's there, but we've got a lot of work left to do, and we can't take anything for granted.
Mark Lauder, always good. Thank you for a wonderful 2019. I know we'll talk a lot in 2020 leading up, and you're going to be heading. You're coming out this way.
I'll be speaking in Las Vegas next Friday night to a state party organized dinner, and then in Reno on Saturday night. I think you can go to the state Republican Party's website, and get tickets. They're still available.
It sounds great. Hopefully we'll be able to get you in studio and treat you to some absolutely horrible commissary coffee. Thank you so much. Have a happy new year. We'll see you next week.
You too, Kevin. Thanks.
Mark Lotter, Strategic Communications Director for the Trump 2020 reelect. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is Tuesday. It is live and local now.
And you're clear, sir.
Good.
Hi.
Try to keep that camera back on.
If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall on the Nevada Talk Network.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't go a whole year without a healthcare program. Sign up with Liberty HealthShare.
Okay.
As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, they are not
insurance. And it is Ashley.
That means you can sign up any time
of the
year.
It is Lady Ashley.
Liberty HealthShare has no network.
She's
you are
royalty,
free to pick your own doctors, hospitals, and providers. And there are no contracts. Starting as low as $199 per month, Liberty HealthShare has memberships for singles, couples, and families of any size. Liberty HealthShare is a nonprofit ministry. Your money goes towards helping other members with their eligible medical expenses. And in your time of need, other members are there for you. You can feel good knowing you're part of a community of like-minded individuals who understand the importance of people coming together to bear one another's burdens.
No,
for more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY.
In the middle of my show,
Liberty.
I took a
That's
selfie.
That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or go to libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin
You and Elizabeth
post,
Warren.
libertyhealthshare.org/Kevin Wall.
Hello, this is Jared
Instagram
Fisher.
Instagram,
a business
it's
owner,
blowing up.
Community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors.
Oh.
And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953.
Anyway.
And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit
escapeadventures.com. See, we are 2 minutes
out. For gift
out.
Cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Dr. Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic is with us. How does managing pain through chiropractic care differ from medical care?
So the difference is we use our hands, we manipulate the spine, which means just introducing motion to segments that aren't moving correctly, doing some manual massage techniques to the muscles to help those relax. Other than muscle pain, there's very, very few side effects. So combining that with our exercise that we prescribe people when they go home, that's kind of the approach that we take. It's a little bit different than maybe anti-inflammatories and muscle relaxants and pain medications.
If you're tired of hurting, tired of pills, tired of the whole mess, give the folks a call. Dr. Jeffrey and Cade Willis at the Ely Chiropractic Clinic, 775-289-6800. By the way, they're now over 1 day a week over in Eureka. So if you have friends in Eureka, tell them to give them a call. 775-289-6800, 775-289-6800.
Listening to
It's a well-known fact.
Where do we want to start?
Secret that radio reaches more consumers and more importantly,
start at the
more consumers with disposable income than any other medium. If you want to invite nice people with money into your business,
I just sent you the
like
photo
Sahara
I posted.
Motors, the Ely Chiropractic Clinic and Taco Time have, then give us a call at 775-293-1875. 775-293-1875. Or through Facebook at facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network. facebook.com/Nevada Talk Network.
Gotta smile, you know why not?
You lose, but a little bit of time. Every day above ground's a good day. You're listening to the official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights hockey team. Pre-game begins this morning at 11:30, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
South of the border, down Mexico way, that's where I fell in love when the stars above came out to play.
So good to have you with us. Well, I tell you, a little, you'll be great to spend an entire evening listening to Sinatra on New Year's Eve in a tuxedo. Oh, my God, that would be wonderful. I don't know what you're doing for New Year's Eve. I know what I'm going to do. I'm going to be watching a lot of the New York, Los Angeles, Vegas, Dallas, Denver stuff. It's going to be phenomenal. I mean, it really honestly is. I will say this. When we come back from the break, we're going to talk a lot about the anti-Semitism that has reared its ugly head just in the last weeks and months, in and around New York even. And people on the left are trying to figure out, they don't know what to make of it, because all of the perps involved in these attacks, these anti-Semitic attacks, they don't fit, in a box. And one of the things that we're going to try and do in our next segment is dig down with Jane Costin, senior political reporter for Vox. She was on CNN last night, and we'll dig down on this. Who are these people? Why is it that these people have so many anti-Semitic feelings, and they're playing out in violence? It makes no sense at all. One of the things we're also going to do, we're going to talk a little bit about Nancy Pelosi, and is she digging her own grave, her own political grave?
Uh-oh.
Yeah. It is possible. In fact, Mark Lauder, I think, pretty much called it, that this is of Nancy Pelosi's doing, and it may bring down the entire Democrat Party. Yeah, wouldn't that be horrible, huh? I'm Kevin Wall. So good to be with you. Don't forget, Golden Knights and the Anaheim Ducks coming up 11:30 with the pregame show on these Nevada Talk Network stations. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United State. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-crazed politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump defending the weekend airstrikes against Iranian-backed militias in Syria and Iraq. That is, protesters have been storming the embassy in Baghdad after funerals for some of the two dozen militia fighters who were killed in those Sunday airstrikes. Some of those protesters reportedly set fires in entry rooms to the building. President Trump says he'll sign phase one of a trade deal with China on January 15th, after he said a few days ago the deal was agreed to, but was in the process of just being translated. The final details have not yet been released, but White House officials have said that it will mean China will ramp up purchases of U.S. agricultural goods. And this is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I'm loving my balance of nature. Since I started, I have not gotten one cold. I kind of fight everything. I get a little tickled, but it goes away.
It's just amazing the difference I felt. I want you to know how much I appreciate the counseling and so forth and your attention to your people. I have been a pretty big advocate for the balance of nature. I don't know how many truck drivers have asked me, how in the heck do you keep going at 88, 89 years old? I said, balance of nature. If they want to really enjoy some good health, get on balance of nature.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. For a limited time, you can receive a 30% discount and free shipping on your first preferred order of balance of nature. Call 800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
With the lights out, less dangerous, here we are now. Entertain us, I feel stupid, contagious, here we are now. Entertain us, a mulatto, an albino, a mosquito. Yeah.
Paul Anka. Ooh, there's a blast from the past. Great to have you with us. New Year's Eve. Getting ready to celebrate with you the brand new year, 2020. One of the things that we're going to have to deal with in 2020 that we've been dealing with in 2019, and that is anti-Semitic attacks. We just had another one this past weekend in New York, suburban New York. And Jane Costin, this is cut one. Jane Costin is a senior political reporter from Fox and was on CNN last night. And you could tell that she was struggling to deal with this because, you'd love to say these are all right-wing alternative folks, but the fact is, these folks who are doing anti-Semitic attacks don't really fit in a box. Here is Jane Costin last night on CNN.
One of the challenges we have is that we keep wanting to use anti-Semitism or racism as a cudgel against our political opposites, forgetting that anti-Semitism exists across the political spectrum. There are a lot of famous instances of the far right and the far left coming together on the subject of hating Jewish people. You see Nation of Islam making common cause with George Lincoln Rockwell, the founder of the American Nazi Party back in the early 1960s. And a lot of the most virulent anti-Semitism comes from Nation of Islam and some of its acolytes. And so I think that one of the challenges we face is that, anti-Semitism is a bipartisan issue. It is an all-partisan issue. It is not an issue that is just connected to one particular racial group. It is something that infects and morphs and defigures people and communities, and it's something that we have to be ready to speak out against, because one of the things that's been really horrifying about these attacks that have been taking place in New York State and elsewhere against Jewish people is that the only similarity has been the subject of the hate. The people have been different. Some have been people of color, some have been white, though that doesn't really matter when all of the victims are Jewish people, specifically people who are Orthodox. Right. And I think that that's
people
worth noting.
People who are visibly Jewish.
Yeah, and I think that that's really worth speaking up on, because, this is happening to people who are visibly Jewish. This is people who are Orthodox. This is people who are, proud to celebrate their religion and do so in full view, and absolutely should be able to do so. That's part of the foundation of this country.
Yeah.
And so it's extremely concerning to see that the only thing that seems to bring all of these different attackers together is hating Jewish people.
Now the question is, what do we do about it in the year 2020? Is there something the government can do? I happen to be a believer that government can't solve every problem that we have, that the American people need to come together. Doug Collins, for instance, is the ranking member on the House Judiciary Committee. They'll be taking up, they've already taken up and passed articles of impeachment. But he was on Fox last night and essentially said that we will overcome this wave of anti-Semitic acts. But as to what the government can do, he's not really very precise. This was Doug Collins last night on Fox News.
Well, it's very disturbing, especially the anti-Semitic trend that we're seeing. We're seeing it, frankly, all over our country. We're seeing it even to the halls of Congress, the BDS movement, other things that tend to just heighten this issue with the anti-Semitic atmosphere that's out there. And we've seen this recently in New York. What is good, though, is there are people fighting back. We've proposed legislation. The president himself took part of that legislation and signed an executive order just a couple of weeks ago that actually aimed at toning down at this anti-Semitic activity and rhetoric that happens on our college campuses and other places. So people are beginning to see this. I hope that their eyes will be open. This weekend is tragic. My heart goes out to those who are simply worshiping and had people who at the depths of their hearts were evil do evil things. And I think that is concerned whether you see it in the anti-Semitic activity in New York or in the issue down in Texas where the gentleman came in and started shooting people during communion, but people fought back. So it's a disturbing trend, but one in which also I think we do overcome because people do see the evil that is out there.
In your piece, Congressman, you write, quote, hateful rhetoric does nothing but pave the way to oppression and violence. Simply condemning anti-Semitic rhetoric is no longer enough. We must stand together and actively work to stop it. We put together some of the stats that paint the picture of this rising tide of anti-Semitism and these hateful acts. Nationally, over 1,300. This is this year, looking back at the rise that we saw in 2018. In New York State alone, over 300. Brooklyn, New York, over 120 incidents. You look at these stats, you look at the numbers put together with the Anti-Defamation League and the FBI, Congressman. You are offering specific solutions. You talk about the rhetoric that we see in Congress. You also talk about, as you just mentioned, the rhetoric that we see on our college campuses and some of the hateful acts that we have seen. What specific solutions are you offering?
Well, I think the biggest specific solution is call anti-Semitic activity for what it is. And I think that is when you have, especially the Jewish people who have been, over the history, marginalized and put in positions in which they have endured the Holocaust. They've endured many things over time in which people are not focused on. I think the biggest thing, though, is let's take a step back. Why is this out there, and why do we allow it to go on? No people group, no matter who they are, should be terrorized by others who simply hate them. They should not be in a position in which they are allowed to say things that encourage violence or encourage a position in which people can say it's okay to not like this or that group of people. We've got to get better than this. And I think this is in our country. When we take these steps forward, we say this language is in our country, that when it attacks others, when it dehumanizes or demeans others, that is when it overcrosses the line. And we've all got to come together to realize this country has given us the greatest freedoms in the world, the freedom of speech, the freedom of worship. Those are the things that we cherish, and we cannot begin to take those down simply because of our political views.
Doug Collins, a ranking member on the House Judiciary Committee and a rising star in the Republican Party. This is a guy I think that's going to probably run for Georgia U.S. Senate. Wouldn't surprise me in the least. This is not just about anti-Semitic stuff. This is about hating people of faith, different faiths. Jewish faith, Christianity, Roman Catholics, Church of Christ, doesn't matter. And Ken Paxton is the Texas Attorney General. He was on Fox last night with reaction. Did you see this guy, Jack Wilson? Former FBI agent, I guess. He was the guy that brought down the shooter down in Tarrant County, Texas. Yeah, this was amazing. But Ken Paxton, Ken Paxton is the Texas Attorney General, and he was on Fox last night saying that Jack Wilson and this new Texas law saved not just a few lives, but maybe potentially hundreds of lives. Listen to this.
My next guest was inside the church with investigators today and insists had a new state law not been passed, hundreds may have lost their lives. Here now exclusively is Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton. Ken, good evening to you and thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me on.
So what about this law? How did it potentially stop this from being much worse?
So as you know, we had an incident several years ago, 2 years ago in Sutherland Springs where over 20 people were killed, and the legislature responded. Governor Patrick, Governor Abbott, and then Senator Donna Campbell pushed through some legislation that made it clear that parishioners who had a concealed carry license could carry in churches. And I think that law, that change in law, likely saved many people in the church yesterday, potentially, you know, a couple hundred.
And that, of course, is Senate Bill 535. That took effect in September. Governor Patrick also mentioned the second law that was recently passed. That waives the fees charged to private institutions that have their own security teams. How does that work?
Well, that was, I think, a brilliant change as well. It happened in the previous legislature. And that law allowed churches who often couldn't afford to pay for licensed security guards to bring in volunteers who had their concealed weapon license, and they could serve in that capacity. And frankly, so many churches just can't, and that also includes nonprofits, couldn't afford to deal with the licensing requirements. And so this allows them to have voluntary people who are carrying legally to be part of their security force.
I know you have said that you hope that the possible good that could come from this is that other states see that this could have been much worse, and it wasn't, and potentially receive the message that this gun law was the result of that, or the gun law was what potentially led to that, and they may follow suit. Are you hopeful that that could be the case?
So, Senator, yes. I mean, this worked. I mean, we cannot stop every incident. We can't change the fact that there are people who are mentally ill. We may be able to treat some of them, but let's face it, this is going to happen again, and we need to be prepared, as Jack discussed. They were prepared. This church was prepared, and they are an example of what can be done, and within 6 seconds, they dealt with the issue and saved potentially hundreds of people. I hope that other churches around the country will adopt policies like this, and we can stop losing so many people when these incidences occur.
That's why living in Texas, I lived in Texas for, 7, 8 years, And I got to tell you, living in Texas, they look at things differently. They approach the world differently. And here is a state that said, you know what? After the shootings a while back, maybe we should do something about this. Maybe we should mandate that it's okay to, you know, we're done making churches gun-free zones. And we're going to put armed people in these churches. And what did it take? 6 seconds? 6 seconds. And it was over with a limited loss of life. That's when a plan comes together. More to come as we continue. It's New Year's Eve. New Year's Eve. We're already there. The ball's going to drop tonight. I'm Kevin Wall, the program live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you, and I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls, and other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
For years now, I've been telling you about the great smooth taste of Real Water. Real Water is simply awesome. Well, Real Water has upped its game again. Now with the Real Water Concentrate, you can get Real Water anytime, anywhere, on the go. Just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Basically, the concentrate adds trillions of extra electrons, turning your water into an alkaline, electron-abundant powerhouse. And you can put the Real Water Concentrate in your coffee, tea, or juice. Heck, it even improves cheap wine. I challenge you to give it the taste test. You will be amazed. And now you can get a free bottle of Real Water Concentrate. That's right, free. All you have to do is pay the small shipping and handling fee. Call 702-381-1217. Tell them Kevin Wall sent you and get your free bottle. That's 702-381-1217. Or go to kevinwallradio.com. Click on the Real Water picture on the top right of the homepage. That's kevinwallradio.com.
Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk. Our programming originates on the beautiful Georgetown Ranch in Ely, Nevada, over KELY AM 1230. For nearly 70 years, the news source for White Pine County. In Sparks, Reno, Carson City, you're listening to KNNR 1400 AM. In Battle Mountain, you hear us on 98.5 FM, KNNT. In Hawthorne, Nevada, over 98.7 FM, KAVB. In the Amargosa Valley on 101.1 FM KPKK. And in Pahrump, we're available on KPBM Television, channel 46.6. And in Fallon, Nevada, we're available on KNVR FM, 102.5 FM. Thanks for listening to the Nevada Talk Network, where Nevada comes to talk.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
New Year's Eve 2019 with an eye towards 2020. One of the things, you know, we talked with Mark Lauder earlier in the hour. He is a part of the special communications director for the 2020 reelect campaign. And even though things look really good right now in so many areas, and Mark Lauder admitted as much, things can change on a dime. Nothing should be taken for granted. Great example is what's going on in the world right now. Today, we've got Iran-backed militias surrounding our embassy in Baghdad. And, of course, we'll continue to update you throughout the day on this. But Morgan Ortegas is a State Department spokesman and was on with Mike Emanuel last night on Fox News Channel, responding to two different State Department stories from the weekend. Either of them could end up changing the course of this presidential election. Listen to Morgan Ortegas.
The New York Times this weekend reported on a sunny late August day, Mr. Bolton, Mr. Esper, and Mr. Pompeo arrayed themselves around the Resolute desk in the Oval Office to present a united front, the leaders of the president's national security team seeking to convince him face-to-face that freeing up the money for Ukraine was the right thing to do. One by one, they made their case. It didn't work. As the State Department spokeswoman, what should our viewers know about that meeting, Morgan?
Well, that's just wrong. The aid went to Ukraine. So I haven't read the full New York Times story, and I don't need to, because the conversations between Secretary Pompeo and the president are private. I wouldn't comment about them, and they're between the two of them, and that's the secretary's job to advise the president. So I have no clue if there's any accuracy to this New York Times story. I haven't read it, but I can tell you on its face, it's just not true that the aid didn't go to Ukraine. We all know it did.
To Iran, here's what Secretary Pompeo told Fox today about the precision defensive strikes on five targets in Iraq and Syria.
They took a strike at an American facility. President Trump's been pretty darn patient, and he's made clear at the same time that when Americans' lives were at risk, we would respond, and that's what the Department of Defense did yesterday.
Morgan, are you worried about retaliation?
Well, we are obviously concerned by the activities that the Iranian regime pursues around the world and in the Middle East. And we think that we spoke this week, and the Trump administration spoke to the Iranian regime in a way in which that they will understand. You know, Secretary Pompeo has made it very clear to the Iranian regime that any attacks by the regime, by the IRGC, or by any of these militia groups, whether it's Kitab Hezbollah, Houthis, you name it, that any if any of these proxy groups threatened or attacked the United States or our allies, that we would hold them accountable. Mm-hmm. So we saw over the weekend that we had American service members injured. We had an American contractor killed, and we responded to that. The president still has many options. We're certainly not going to box him in. We've got Secretary Pompeo, our senior special advisor for Iran, Brian Hook. Of course, everyone working very closely with the Department of Defense and Robert O'Brien at the White House to advise the president on how we move forward.
And I think the president still has many more options available. But we have pursued a maximum economic pressure campaign against the Iranian regime for the past year and a half, and we will continue to pursue that campaign.
Morgan Ortegas, she is with the State Department. She is the national spokesperson for the State Department, on with Mike Emanuel on Fox News Channel. I'm going to give the last word in this hour to Tulsi Gabbard. Tulsi Gabbard is a struggling 2020 presidential wannabe on the Democrat side. She most probably will not make the debate next January 14th in Iowa at Drake University. She probably will not be on the stage. Yeah, sad. But she does have something very interesting to say relative to impeachment and the president's reelect. This is Tulsi Gabbard in a Twitter release late yesterday. Here it is.
In 2020, we will have a new president in the White House. But the real question is, how many of you do not want that to be Donald Trump? I definitely don't. But unfortunately, the House impeachment of the president has greatly increased the likelihood that Donald Trump will remain the president for the next 5 years. Now, first, we all know that Trump is not going to be found guilty and removed from office by the U.S. Senate. It's not going to happen. Second, the impeachment, in my view, will actually increase his support amongst voters, and it's going to make him harder to defeat. Furthermore, the House impeachment has increased the likelihood that Republicans will take over the House of Representatives. So I'm really concerned that because of this House impeachment, we will end up not only with Donald Trump as president from 2020 to 2024, we'll actually end up with a Republican-controlled Senate and a Republican-controlled House. This is going to be a disaster for our country. Now, I know that we can beat Trump in 2020, but our sights must be set on a much larger goal than just defeating Trump. We need to stand together, work side by side, to usher in a bright future of peace, genuine equality, and human dignity.
I'm going to tell you, that's scary stuff coming from a Democrat presidential wannabe in 2020. That's what one presidential wannabe is saying. And that essentially Nancy Pelosi has driven the party off the cliff. And that impeachment, the further they go with impeachment, the longer they stretch this thing out, the worse it is for Democrats. And you know what? She's right. Now the Democrats will not want to hear this, and I don't think she's going to be on the stage. But I will tell you this. Oh, by the way, did you hear this? The president is going to be on the road in January. He's going to Wisconsin Milwaukee Panther Arena on January 14th, a Keep America Great rally. I just love this stuff. Stick around. John Zarpalas from NPRI joins us next, live and local. Now.